Patient name, Julissa, is spelled J-U-L-I-S-S-I-A, last name Cerda, C-E-R-D-A, date of birth 9/28/93, date of service 11/16/22. This is a 29-year-old female patient here. As follow-up to testing positive for chlamydia at her OBGYN, he advised her to see primary care to get a full STD check. She is here for that today. Apparently, she got the result that the chlamydia test was positive yesterday. It was negative for gonorrhea, period, new paragraph. She doesn't verbalize any other issues. There's no associated rash or blistering. Once again, no other issues. She is here to get followed up with the positive chlamydia test today. Actually, she was positive on yesterday, period, new paragraph. Blood pressure 125 over 79, pulse 109, respiration 16, temperature 98.4, oxygenation 98%, current weight 232. Allergies, no known drug allergies. Immunization status, she has received both doses of the COVID vaccine. Current medications have been reviewed. She's on Seroquel and a medication for depression. Medical history, depression, surgical history, C-section, to the lumbar spine procedure, social history, negative for drugs, alcohol, or smoking, period, new paragraph. On examination, patient is awake, alert, oriented, interacts well, no distress. She does seem a bit nervous about the news of having tested positive for chlamydia on yesterday visit to the OB-GYN doctor, period, new paragraph. HEENT is largely unremarkable. Neck is soft, no thyromegaly, no masses. Heart, regular rate and rhythm, positive S1, positive S2. There is no murmur detected. Lungs are clear to auscultation. Abdomen is obese, non-tender. Period, new paragraph. Assessment and plan. Exposure to sexually transmitted disease, positive for chlamydia. She received medication for this from her OBGYN doctor yesterday, period, new paragraph. We will undergo further STD checks, HSV 1 and 2, RPR, and HIV. She will return to clinic for those results in a few days.